when she moved from her seat across the table to sit next to me. "What am I going to do, Melissa?" I ask between breaths. "This is the worst thing that's ever happened to me." "Actually, it's probably the best thing that's ever happened to you," she says. "You just don't realize it yet."
"That is improbable," I say, although it comes out sounding more like probable.
I lean forward and put my head down on the table. I can't seem to get over the feeling that my world has utterly collapsed. A week ago, I was sitting at work, doing my job, wondering what my boyfriend Jason and I were going to do on Friday night. Hours later, I got home to find another woman straddling him. Naked. Very naked. The sense of hopelessness is so pervasive. There are days I can barely be bothered to get off the couch. Melissa came over earlier and literally dragged me to the bathroom to shower, claiming what I needed was to get out of the house. Considering it's my parents' house, she was probably right. But now that I'm sitting in a booth in this stupid Porthole Inn, a place Jason and I went to before almost every stupid high school dance, I don't think it was such a great plan. My stomach churns, and suddenly the 5 mojitos don't seem like such a great plan either. Was it 5? Or were there 6? I honestly have no idea. "Jason is a douche," Melissa says. "That little fucknut can rot in hell." I sit up and swipe a hand under my nose.
"He is a dickwad."
"Damn right he is," Melissa says. "Atta girl." I sniff again and take a sip of water. I thought Jason was the love of my life. Everything was perfect. He was the hot football player every girl wanted, and he picked me. We dated for 2 years, and then he got a football scholarship to Linfield. Sure, it was a small college, and it meant moving to Oregon, but Jason and I were meant to be together. He seemed excited when I decided to go with him to Linfield. We had a lot of fun in those days. We partied some and did the whole college thing. After graduation, I was expecting a proposal. After all, isn't that how it works? High school, college, careers, marriage? He got a job with a big insurance company in Seattle, and I was happy to move back to Washington. I started with an event planning and PR company. We got an apartment in the city, and life was good. Sure, he was moody sometimes, and maybe we fought a little, but he missed football, so I understood. Going from college to adult life was a big deal. He just needed time. 5 years later, and still no ring? I should have at least started to wonder. Melissa raises her glass. Is that still her first drink? And hands me my water.
"No more dipshits." I lift my glass. "No more dipshits."
The waitress returns and slips the bill onto the table. Melissa plunks a credit card onto the black plastic tray. "I got this."
"No,"
I say, mumbling something and trying to find my purse.
"I can pay."
"Nicole Marie Prescott," she says, using her teacher voice.
"Yes, Miss Simon?"
She smacks me across the arm.
"Ouch!"
I rub the skin as if she's hurt me and stick out my lower lip, but the sting actually feels good, better than the empty feeling in my chest. "The least I can do is buy you a few drinks, or maybe it was more than a few," Melissa says, spinning the bill around to look at it more closely.
"I'm sorry," I say.
"It's fine, Nick. I don't know what else to do for you. We've binged on ice cream, burned his sweatshirt on the beach, drank our fucking weight in wine, and if I have to watch The Notebook even one more time, I am literally going to stab out my own eyeballs." Tears flood my eyes and run down my face.
"They fucking die together, Mel."
Sniff, sob.
"He loves her so much, they died together."
My shoulders shake with sobs, and Melissa rubs slow circles across my back. "Holy shit, Nicole. Pull yourself together." She lifts my chin and wipes beneath my eyes, then holds up her finger. It's smudged with black mascara.
"You look like hell."
I sniff again.
"I don't care."
"Yeah, well, you probably should," she says. "Come on. Let's go to the bathroom and get you cleaned up before someone sees you like this. If you need to ugly cry, let's do it in private, okay?" Coming from anyone else, that would probably hurt.